The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to St. Luke. Jesus was praying in a certain place, and after he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we ourselves forgive everyone indebted to us. And do not bring us to the time of trial.' And he said to them, 'Suppose one of you has a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say to him, "Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived, and I have nothing to set before him." And he answers from within, "Do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything." I tell you, even though he will not get up and give him anything because he is a friend, at least because of his persistence, he will get up and give him whatever he needs. So I say to you, ask, and it will be given you. Search, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds, and for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Is there anyone among you who, if your child asks for a fish, will give a snake instead of a fish? Or if the child asks for an egg, will give a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" The Gospel of the Lord. In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Recently, I attended a meeting where the question was asked, "Will someone open us up in prayer?" Suddenly, the room got very quiet. No one made eye contact. There was a tension, apprehension, and after what seemed like a long, awkward silence, relief, when finally someone volunteered. I could feel the room take a collective deep sigh, grateful to that brave soul willing to pray for us out loud in their own words. Why is this? Why do we find this so hard to do? I suspect there are assorted reasons, and I believe they may all stem from one. Many of us weren't ever taught to pray this way. Many of us, not all of us. Some of you got lucky. And I know that I wasn't. As a child, words were given to me to help me pray. "Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep." That was an early one. And the next came, "Dios te salva Maria. Llena eres de gracia, el Señor es contigo." Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. I learned this from listening to my grandmother recite the rosary. And at some point, whether it be Sunday school or confirmation, I learned the prayer Jesus gave us, the Lord's Prayer. Having had the "who will pray for us" experience more than once, has led me to wonder if there isn't a shadow side to the prayers given to us and to our own Book of Common Prayer. Now, within it are an amazing and vast set of prayers for almost every person, place, and occasion. Prayers for our sacraments, prayers for the ordinations of Episcopal clergy, prayers for life, and prayers for death. beautifully written over generations by our Anglican and Protestant forefathers, and updated in the 1970s by the best and brightest writers, liturgists, and professors of the Episcopal Church. It is in the pages of this unique book that we can find a prayer for almost anything we want to pray for. And we're comfortable with these prayers. We know them. Some of us can recite them by heart and memory. Perhaps that's why we get nervous at the idea of offering prayer in our own words and thoughts for others to hear. We don't feel knowledgeable enough, or eloquent enough, or confident enough. It's as if we fear that our words and expressions aren't the ones we think God wants to hear, or anyone else for that matter. As if it's only the poetic and well-edited prayers that are worthy. Now, don't get me wrong, I love these prayers. They are the prayers of the saints before us and with us and yet to come. They are our tradition. But let me also be clear. So is every word of every prayer we have ever spoken. As we hear in our scripture from Luke this morning, Jesus' lesson on prayer doesn't stop at the words and lines of prayer he gives us. He goes on to help us understand what prayer is, how we are to pray, and where God's promises is in our prayers. And it's an odd story, really. One of someone knocking on someone's door at midnight asking for bread. Not one that we can easily relate to. Perhaps they did in the first century. It was a known story to them. But like many of Jesus' stories, let's not miss its potential message for us. So when Jesus describes the person who is persistently asking his neighbor for help with providing bread for another, I don't think this story is about a scripted prayer, especially not one that he would say over and over and over again at the door. It is this person's own words of, "Please help me. Please don't leave me alone out here. Please open the door. You are the one that can do something about this." This is a different prayer that comes from a different place within us, a deeper place, a place only we know and feel. This is a prayer for the love of neighbor, for someone we want to provide nourishment and comfort and strength to when they come to us. Now, in other biblical versions of this scripture, persistent is also translated as shameless. I think I like that word better, shameless. To be shameless in offering our prayer to God, shamelessly asking, searching, and opening the door to our heart's desires of gratitude and joy, pain or sorrow, our appeals and requests, doubts and confusion, and giving it all to God, all of it, no holding back. A few weeks ago, I visited a Kroger market near my dentist's office to treat myself to a Starbucks latte, which I earned. When an employee sweeping the floor in the entryway saw me, he set down his broom, walked right up to me and said, "Pastor, I sure need prayer. Would you pray for me?" I answered, "Of course." He went on to tell me that he was in a tough spot in life right now and that he needs all the prayers he can get. Usually, this is when I assure the person I'm talking with, they will be in my prayers. I bless them, I say goodbye, and I'm on my way. But he meant something different. It had not occurred to me, and I almost missed the opening. He lingered just a moment as he thanked me and looked at me smiling. He was asking for prayer, and he didn't mean later. I took a deep breath to let go of some of my discomfort that we were standing in the entryway of Kroger, and I reached out my hands. Prayer is ours to give to God and to each other, persistently and shamelessly, from our hearts, from our lips, in our voice, to God. In every prayer, God promises us the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, to be our advocate and to point us toward growing more like Jesus Christ. The more we pray, the more we grow into life. Jesus gives us an open door to God, to trust in the prayer he gives us and in our own prayers, our way, our words, and our voice. So use it. Practice it. Take a deep breath and reach out your hands. Let God and everyone hear you pray in the way only you can. Lord, teach us to pray. Amen.